Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're going to be optimistic about the Indianapolis Colts. We need to be optimistic about the Indiana State Sycamores, who are still playing. While other teams decided that they weren't going to participate in the NIT, Indiana State embraced it, found joy in it, they keep winning in it, and they're going to play for the championship of that old, old, old tournament, and it's awesome. Why would teams decide that they didn't want to play in this thing? I don't understand it. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the way Indiana State plays, which is really, really fun to watch. They scored 100 points last night, and that was fun. Robbie Avila, terrific, getting a lot of pub, and it was awesome. And you know what? Like, Fran Fraschilla on the call last night, I thought was really, really good in articulating exactly what this means to some teams and meant nothing to others. Why it would mean nothing to others, I have no idea whatsoever. We'll talk about the Cubs a little bit. They had a guy maybe you never heard of come a single away from a cycle last night in a 12-2 win, but look who's atop the National League Central right now. That's weird. we'll talk about it. The women's basketball. Like, I've always loved watching women's basketball. In high school, I'd go watch a girls' team play. If you got a scoreboard and a clock and a couple of buckets, I'll watch the game. And more people are thinking along those lines. And the numbers from ESPN really articulate that and highlight that. 12.3 million people watched Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese the other night as Iowa moved into the Final Four. This wasn't even a championship game. And this was the most watched college basketball game, period, gender aside, in the history of ESPN. That's crazy, and that's absolutely appropriate and absolutely good because who wouldn't want to watch it? You know what? You look at those games. You watch those games. I think the women's basketball games are more fun to watch. I'm not saying it's better basketball necessarily, but it's really fun to watch. It's a good watch. A ball moves, it pops. They play really good fundamental basketball. They can shoot and not just shoot, but make buckets, which would be nice. Maybe the girls can sit the guys down at Indiana and say, here's how you make a three. Here's how you make free throws. That might be helpful. Mike Woodson might want to think outside the box and invite Terry Morin in and say, Terry, my boys can't shoot. Can you help? That's an idea. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Before we get to MyBookie, I want to remind you that the Our Lads Draft Guide, we're giving them away all week long. All you have to do to enter to win an electronic copy of the Our Lads Draft Guide, which is comprehensive as hell, and you're going to love it if you're a fan of the NFL and the NFL Draft. So all you have to do is DM me on Facebook, IG, or Twitter, X, your email address. We'll pick one every day, and the winner will have a draft guide emailed to them by the great people at Our Lads, who I do work for and enjoy. John Verhoeven is the winner from yesterday. All right, my bookie, here's the deal. You go to MyBookie, you use the promo code Kent, easy to remember, easy to spell, especially for me, and you get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus that's winning before you even play. Go to MyBookie, where you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. Again, promo code Kent. Let's go. You know what? You got to subscribe. Let's be honest. Subscribing is the only way to go with this channel. Like this video. I like all videos. It seems to be the polite thing to do. So hit the thumbs up icon, the Jersey Johnny icon, as it were, for Indianapolis sports radio fans. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. Nice thing to do. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about those Indianapolis Colts. The Colts, they signed Julian Blackman yesterday. And so this is one of the weirdest things ever and speaks to the mediocrity of the roster quality. That sounds harsh, especially on an Optimism Wednesday when I'm rocking the horseshoe frock. Everybody's back. Nobody is good enough to be coveted, but nobody is bad enough to be shunned. That is a really weird deal. 25 starters, including like Rigoberto Sanchez and Matt Gay and long snapper Luke Rhodes. Nathan Winkelpleck says, theory, Chris Ballard won't ever get fired. He is ideal for the Ursays. Excellent value. Hunter can put together good enough roster for ticket sales, but close to 90% spending rate, maximizing profits. You hit a lot of nails on a lot of heads there, Nathan. I'm telling you, that's pretty close to exactly right. You know why Chris Ballard is the general manager of the Colts? Now, heading into an eighth year, the Ursays have said, yeah, we like that. They like Chris Ballard like you like these videos. They just keep hitting that thumbs up button. That's what they do. Exactly right. The Colts, all starters back. All of them. Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that. Even when a team's bad, there are guys you've got to get rid of. There are reasons that you were bad. When a team's really, really good, other teams in the NFL say, hey, that team's really, really good. We want pieces of that roster. That didn't happen at all. No attrition of the starters and nobody that the Colts were like, yeah, enough. They re-signed everybody. And augmented only with Raekwon Davis. It's unbelievable. So this looks like a franchise where you would guess they're going to trade back because they have no immediate need at starter, or at least that's what we suppose, because all 25 starters are rostered for the 2024 season. However, why would you use the 15th overall pick in order to bolster a roster where every starter returns? Who are you going to sit down? Who are you going to draft over the top of? You draft over the top either of Alec Pierce or of Jalen Jones. Those are the two guys you draft over the top of. You want depth at safety. You need a backup running back. All of those things are still in play. You could look for an interior offensive lineman. That would be a good thing. You could try to find another depth piece at defensive tackle. What are you doing? How many defensive tackles do you want? You got five right now, and that doesn't include Tyquan Lewis, who can step in and play in the middle under duress. So the Colts in a really interesting situation for this draft and with this roster. I have never in my life seen every player from a starting lineup on both sides of the ball and special teams come back. I've just never seen it. And from a 9-8 team, you would guess you would. So because, again, nobody's coveted and nobody's shunned. Just fascinating to me. And this is the optimistic message of everybody coming back. They're not going to backslide. They're not going to be worse. You've upgraded a backup quarterback with Joe Flacco. You've got your starter at quarterback back from his shoulder injury. If he stays healthy, that's got to be lift, right? So maybe 9-8 becomes 10-7. Maybe 9-8 becomes 11-6. That could happen. What won't happen, unless there are injuries, a spate of injuries, you're not going to backslide from 9-8 to like 7-10. It just doesn't make sense to have that expectation. the schedule is almost identically either easy or difficult, depending upon how you look at it. I think there's a difference of 2 wins between last year's schedule and this year's schedule. 2 wins in the aggregate record of opponents. So just kind of fascinating times for Colts fans. Anybody who wondered what the 2023 Colts would have been with Anthony Richardson as the quarterback and Jonathan Taylor available from the jump, from the season opener, you're going to find out because everybody's back. I just kind of can't believe it, but I'm not surprised by it, if that makes any kind of sense. They could play. They could make the playoffs. That could happen. They got to stay healthy, though. How about Indiana State last night? And thank you for the donation, by the way. Very, very nice of you, Nathan. Very nice of you to share. Indiana State, 190 winners last night against Utah at Henkel Fieldhouse. They're going to play for the NIT championship, and that's awesome. They will play Seton Hall, who won last night over Georgia. All right. You know what? It really doesn't matter who you play or that you win. It's that you play with some joy. And Fran Fraschilla said that last night. And I thought he was absolutely perfect in his articulation of that. There's a joy in Indiana State's play. And there was a joy in Utah's play. And they brought their joy for this event. And they didn't want to put the balls up. They wanted to compete. So they came to the NIT. They didn't allow their disappointment in being overlooked by the NCAA selection committee to color their view of this experience. And so they have brought some competitive verve to this thing. And it was really fun to watch last night. Good for them. Awesome. Good for Indiana State continuing to compete when some programs, none of which I'll mention by name, IU, well, I did, decided, you know what? No thanks. We're above this. We're going to get to recruiting. We don't need to compete. We don't need to play with any kind of joy. They didn't enjoy the process of playing basketball. Mike Woodson doesn't enjoy the process of coaching basketball. And so Indiana didn't play basketball, and that sucks. You want something to point at and say, this program's got problems. Their lack of desire to play in the NIT, underline that and put it in bold print. Women's basketball is coming, man. You know what? It's fun to watch, and people watched in droves the other night as Iowa and Caitlin Clark beat Angel Reese and LSU in a rematch of the national championship game from last year. 12.3 million people watched that game on ESPN. And then the follow-up game with USC, that game drew like 9.9 million. So this is not an anomaly. A lot of Caitlin Clark, but people just enjoy it. That beats 4 of the 5 2023 NBA Finals games in terms of total viewers and all of the 2023 World Series games in terms of aggregate viewers. That is awesome for women's basketball. It's the most watched college basketball game ever on ESPN. People wanted to, I watched every minute of that, every second of that game. Never took my eyes off it. It was awesome. Really, really fun to watch. National semis coming up Saturday. Purdue, NC State. The Boilers are 8.5 point favorites. UConn, Bama, Huskies are 11.5 point favorites. The women's Final Four, NC State, South Carolina. The Gamecocks, 11.5 point favorites. Iowa, UConn, Hawkeyes by 2.5. The favorites are going to win each of those 4 games. And the national championship games are going to be phenomenal. Star-laden. Perfect. Pacers tonight, they are minus 7.5 in Brooklyn, and they really need a win. They've got a half-game lead over the Heat for 7th. You fall to 7th, you've got to go to the play-in. 6th, you don't have home court advantage, but you get into the first round, and that's a good thing. They're 1.5 games behind the Magic for the 4th spot in the East. And you know what? But in the Eastern Conference semis, you got to play the Celtics. You want to be 6th or you want to be 3rd. And 3rd looks like a real long shot. Cubs won last night 12-2. Garrett Cooper, a single away from hitting for the cycle. They're 3-2. The Cubs are right now two games behind the Pirates, who are still undefeated at 5-0. All right, remember, enter for the Our Lads very, very comprehensive, beautifully put together draft guide. You can win one, an electronic version. All you have to do is DM me your email address, and we will draw somebody every single day for the rest of this week. John Verhoeven, he won yesterday's drawing, so that'll be coming via email, hopefully today, John. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Wednesday, shall we? Larry Dykes, John Hale, the great Peter Caruso, one of the great improvisers in Chicago improvisation history. Jeff Van Camp, the biggest person. He was like, and he was 6'5", 235 at New Albany High School. We were high school classmates. He was huge to me. Now you got guys who are like 6'5", 310 pounds. It's crazy. Alex Bozich does a great job covering the Hoosiers at Inside the Hall. Lawrence Owen does a great job covering the Indianapolis Colts. Larry Dykes, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. And if you don't have the energy to celebrate somebody else, at least have the energy to notice other people, both on the road and in your life. They are not just impediments between you and where you want to get. Be nice. Some people having a tough day. Understand that. Have your behavior embody that understanding. Lift people up. Don't pull people down. Radio show in just a couple of minutes. And we'll be back here when news breaks. Bulletins at Once on the YouTube channel, where news always comes first. And this afternoon, Inside Indiana Sports, now 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Can't wait.